high-tech Texan.
Is Michael Garfield.
To Michael Garfield.
Michael Garfield's joining us.
We have the high-tech Texan. Michael Garfield is here with us.
The high-tech Texan.
Hello.
Items to make life easier.
Shows us some new technology.
So Michael Garfield has something you might like.
The high-tech Texan.
The high-tech Texan.
Michael Garfield is your high-tech Texan.
The high-tech Texan.
3 decades, helping you make magic with your gadgets.
The high-tech Texan.
Heard worldwide on the iHeartRadio app. Now, your high-tech Texan, Michael Garfield.
Continuing a long, hot summer, which ironically just started, we welcome you back, hour number two. It is Michael Garfield, the long, long running, we call it the high-tech Texan show, but it's really whatever Michael wants to talk about here, KPRC 950. That's actually in southeast Texas, by the way. Houston, Galveston, we stretch into Louisiana. And if you're not listening terrestrially, well, we do appreciate you downloading the iHeartRadio app, listening live or wherever great podcasts are heard. For years, that's my job, man. Between TV, radio, social media, my job is to find things, discover things, tell you if they're good, tell you if they're not so good. And it doesn't have to be about technology. You know, technology is everywhere. But listen, people, I like playing. I like drinking. I like traveling. I like staying. And I always talk about, it's fun to do live broadcasts from around. I've done them from around the world. We work with CVBs and partner resorts. You know, we've done the show, what, from Amsterdam, Iceland, how many times in different Mexico places. But you know what? Sometimes there's no place like home, and especially with the cost of gas, the cost of travel right now. If you're listening terrestrially here in the Houston, southeast Texas area, let me give you a little suggestion of what to do, because I just got back this past weekend from a very fun, do we call it a staycation? Is that what we call it? I think it is. It's a vacation, but you're staying home, if you will. And I've given you some other, you know, resorts within a 2-hour drive. Here's a drive that could take minutes away because it's in downtown H-Town. And this, it's funny because this is a hotel that I've been to for many, many times over the years that I've been here. And I've been there for events and I've never stayed there. And I didn't realize everything they have to offer. Folks, if you didn't follow me on Instagram, I go check it out, High Tech Texan. And I did about a day and a half at Four Seasons Hotel. It's downtown. It's on Dallas Street. It's walking distance from pretty much everything Discovery Green. There's the Toyota Center. There's Minute Maid Park. By the way, Minute Maid Park, the Miami Marlins were staying in the same hotel. So I was going up and down talking to the boys. I mean, you never know who you're going to run in there. Four Seasons was kind of like the hot point, the center point of everything a few years ago. Was it about 5 years ago when the Super Bowl was in town? I think the Dallas Cowboys bus was parked there. I ran into Jerry Jones at Bayou and Bottle, which is the great cocktail bar right when you walk in. And it was a blast. It was a little bit more laid back this time because it's the summer. But the reason I went there is because Brad Packer, shout out to Brad Packer. He's the director of PR at the Four Seasons. He sent out a press release and he says, Michael, you need to check out what we're doing here. I said, you know what? I am going to check out. And so I did a staycation, a daycation, you will. And it started with, I arrive on a Saturday about 1 o'clock and I got to talk about their pool. Now their pool is on the fourth floor. And what you can, you know, obviously if you're a guest of the Four Seasons, sure you can stay there. But for those of you who don't want to stay the night, it's open as a day pool. And day pool, and take it from me because I go to Vegas all the time. You know everything I do in Vegas. Day pools are the hot stuff. And you can get a cabana. You could just hang at the pool bar. They had a DJ out there like piping the tunes. And that was a blast also. The weather was absolutely great. Bello Sound was his name. And I think they're doing this every Saturday. It's called Summer Saturdays. And they're doing it almost, if not every single Saturday, all the way up through September. It's from about 1 to 5, live DJ. They got drink specials. There's pool games. There's a really great pool menu, and I'll talk about some of the pool menus that I have. But it was so fun because I actually got a cabana. And let me tell you about these cabanas. Now, I've been in cabanas, and when you think of the word cabana, okay, you think of, okay, well, it's just kind of it's a 10 by 10 tent that's shaded, and maybe it's got a little couch or something. Uh-uh. What the Four Seasons has done, they've actually taken a room, I mean, like a real Four Seasons, 5-star room, and they put a sliding glass door onto one side of it. So you open it up and voila, you're on the pool deck. So in right outside, you know, you've got a couch and everything. So not only can you hang outside, there's the pool. If you want air condition, which I did, if you want a bed to kind of take a nap in, if you want a full bathroom and shower, it's right there. I mean, I stayed upstairs in a suite, but I mean, I could have stayed in this thing overnight. It was really, really nice. And I'll tell you what, it was very cost efficient too. If you want a day pass, the day passes are what, around $60, $65. I think you can get them on what's it called, Resort Pass, but you know, you can also contact the Four Seasons. But it was hopping, it was thumping. I had a buddy and a friend come over, and I'm telling you what, for a cabana, let me give you an idea. You got a bachelor party, bachelorette party, you want to watch a game or something like that and just chill out. You know, you get a few guys split in the cabana, totally worth it. Totally worth it. And so it was just, and the food, oh my goodness. I had some sushi rolls. The hummus was great. There was a special, what was it? Saint Germain. They happened to be there that Saturday. They were passing out like samples of Saint Germain, which was, you know, really nice. So you never know what you're going to find. If that wasn't enough, I had to hurry up and get showered up by about 5:30, because here's the highlight, and this is the first thing that I put on my my Instagram account. I'm a bourbon guy. I'm the king of bourbon. There is no bourbon that is released in the state of Texas that does not go through me. I've done my shows in Kentucky. I've made my own barrels of bourbon. I talked to all the great distillers. There's a lot of good brown water, and there's a lot of places to drink brown water. One of the things that I like when I go to cities are these speakeasies. Anybody ever go to these speakeasies? You know what I'm talking about? You know, kind of a 1920 reminiscence that you either, you know, they're very dimly lit. Maybe there's like a Latin or Cuban vibe. And if you really want to get cocky, some of these speakeasies, you have to have an app to get in. You have to have a secret code to get in. Well, this only was open. I think it's only been open since February. The Four Seasons have something called Bandista. All right? You can find it on the website, but not much is known about it. But they're going to be pissed at me. I'm going to tell you what's going on with Bandista. Number one, you got to make a reservation. You got to make a reservation pretty far in advance. It's tough to have a walk up in here because it is very small, hidden. And I'm going to tell you about this hidden place. I'm not even going to tell you where it is, but it's a hidden little bar that only has, I think, 8 bar stools and it's got a little maybe couch area like that. This is where probably some of the best mixologists in the city reside. You can only get there initially by being escorted. So long story short, I make a reservation only for 2 people. We meet downstairs. The concierge, I say, I'm here for Bandista. This nice concierge lady, just in all black and an earpiece, very so Secret Service looking, she meets us. She tells us little rules. Here's what's going on. She swipes her card. She takes us up a service elevator. I can't make this up. We're in a service elevator and we get off like in a kitchen. We're now walking through a kitchen, a working kitchen. We then go through this corridor. We then come up, wait for this thing. We come up to this bookshelf, this bookcase. This just kind of looks like a library, a reading room. And we're standing there. I'm like, okay, what now? She shows me a secret keypad on the bookcase. I'm like, no freaking way. This is a Scooby-Doo bookcase. This is one of those zoinks. This is where, like, you know, it turns in. Yep. She gives me the code to punch in. I push this bookcase and I am in Mecca. Oh, it is Bandista. And it is, oh my, it was just, first of all, the way to get there is so exciting. You go in and they had 2 or 3 bartenders. Sean was one of the guys. And I mean, this guy knew everything. I was trying to stump him with everything. I only have 2 hours in this radio show. I can't even go through the bar list right now. And they had every single type of brown water you want. They had every type of serving glass. They were smoking some things with a smoking gun. There was a dude with a block of ice that probably could sink the Titanic. His sole job was to chop it away to make ice, big ice chunks for your glasses. It was just so nice. And I think you only have like a 90-minute time limit in there. So we got a few drinks, talking to the bartender, and they let me take some videos and pictures. You will find that, folks. It's a lot of you so far. High tech Texan. Go look at Bandista. That was really neat. So if that wasn't enough, and I didn't have a little buzz going on, we then get escorted to dinner. We had a dinner reservation. Now, there used to be a pretty famous long-running restaurant in the Four Seasons. It was called Quattro. Been there forever. You know, all the politicos meet over there. Well, Quattro is gonzo. Not too long ago, they flipped it, and now there is a restaurant there. It's called Toro Toro. Toro Toro. thing was hopping. It is a, what do they call it? It's called like a Pan Latina. Is that what we call this thing? It's a Pan Latina restaurant, which I don't even know how to describe this thing. But it is Chef, I think it's Chef Richard Sandoval. And they had everything from Japanese to with a combination of Spanish. And I think Paul was the GM. Could not have been nicer. So we get down, and the first thing that we had this massive seafood tray that comes up, and they put dry ice and started smoking. We had everything from sweet corn and empanadas. I love the tacos. I think my short rib tacos were there. It went on and on and on, and it was fun. And at that point, you could stay as long as you want. The bar was hopping. I think it was a basketball game on it. I mean, you go downtown Houston. And so many people, listen, I have a lot, so many Houstonians, so many hip-hop happening Houstonians right now who live in, okay, where's the hot spot? Should I go to Washington Avenue or what's new? People, don't sleep on something that has been here a while but that continues to get refreshed. Four Seasons is it. Okay, I won't even start. Okay, I'm running out of time. I then have this suite upstairs with a waiting room. It was such a great weekend stay, staycation of it. Anyway, check it out. Actually, they sent me a press release, and I got to give them some love on this thing. They do have a special going on. The special is, what is it? You can do a H-Town stay and play. So if you're in Houston, a little staycation, it is a $100 nightly resort credit, two cocktails at either the pool deck or Bayou and Bottle, late checkout to 3 o'clock, and overnight valet parking. And I think you can make these things online. If not, here is the number. It's 800-734-4114. And just say, listen, you heard it on the Garfield Show. It's the H-Town Stay and Play Package. Really, really nice. And you know what? If all Four Seasons are like this, I need to make these guys my partners, because I know there's Four Seasons around the country and I need to start traveling too. But you know what? There's no place like home. There's no place in your backyard. So anyway, there is my quick review. Folks, I got a lot of comments on this thing. Anybody, listen, open phone lines now, 713-212-5950. That number has not changed in the 21 years I've been doing this radio show. You tell me what's good. If you've got other places that you would like me to check out or just share with the audience, tell me, all right? And they better be top-notch. Okay, don't give me this hotel, motel, Holiday Inn stuff. I want Four Seasons level or above, which I think is going to be pretty tough to get. All right, we're going to take a break. Michael Garfield, you are listening to KPRC 950 AM, iHeartRadio all over the country. We're going to be back. It is staycation and cocktail time.